So delusions are like a malfunction of the mind. So what do we mean by delusions? Anger, jealousy, pride, attachment, selfishness, greed. These are the mind malfunctioning. They are not an intrinsic part of the person. If we understand that, we can protect ourselves from ever getting angry. We can take out of our mind one of the biggest obstacles to our heart opening to people. You know, when someone harms us or behaves in an unreasonable, unkind way, it's very easy to go down that path in our mind that's judging them, that's categorizing them, that's seeing them as intrinsically bad. But we can try to get ourselves out of that by thinking, is this the behavior of someone who is at peace with themselves? Clearly not. We know that because, you know, we've behaved in those ways on occasion. And when we have, it's because our mind's been in turmoil. You know, when we're short with people and unkind, it's because our mind is in a bad space. We're feeling stressed and pressured, or we're preoccupied by something, or we're feeling backed into a corner and we're afraid. And then behavior that we're not proud of comes out. This person is manifesting the behavior that comes from pain. This is showing me they're suffering. Do they want to be suffering? No, nobody does. You know, nobody has at the top of their to-do list for the day, be in a foul mood and take it out on everyone. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to have this agitated mind. And yet they're there. And the very fact that they are directing that negativity outwards shows that they haven't got a clue how to deal with it. Even if intellectually they might, and maybe it's another Buddhist that we're getting that's behaving badly, that happens. Even if they can say things from their mouth, in their heart, they don't know. Otherwise they wouldn't be behaving like this. It's an inside problem and they're directing that negativity outside. What's happened is the mind is malfunctioning. There's a disease, a pain in the mind. If we understand that, Venerable Geshe says, the only appropriate response to those who are driven by their delusions to harm others is compassion. Sometimes it is necessary to restrain those who are behaving in very deluded ways, both for their own sake and to protect other people. But it is never appropriate to blame or become angry with them. So I hope you're following this line of reasoning. It may be, like this obviously is going to stretch our mind. Now, for some people, maybe it's just a little step. For some other people, it's a big step. And we may understand the idea, but when it comes to actually practice, it's so easy to go back on that pathway that goes to judgment and anger and categorizing them. So we're going to have to work at this. But we're absolutely capable of this. Now, this is not something that is that unusual. We just need to extend it to more and more people. Venerable Geshe gives the example. He says, when a mother sees her child throwing a tantrum, she knows that the child is acting in a deluded way. But this does not diminish her love for him or her. Although she is not blind to the anger in her child, this does not lead her to the conclusion that the child is evil or intrinsically angry. Distinguishing between the delusion and the person, she continues to see her child as beautiful and full of potential. In the same way, we should regard all sentient beings as supremely precious, while clearly understanding that they are afflicted by the sickness of delusion. So when it comes to someone that already we love dearly, obviously, especially in this example, a mother and her child, if that infant, you know, they're overtired, they're throwing a tantrum, they're, you know, if they're a little older, they will be saying horrible things. It's not like the parent isn't aware of the behavior that they're demonstrating, but they don't lose sight of the beauty within that person. They understand that's still my angel. That's still this darling child, this beautiful child, the love of my life. That's still this person I care for more than anything in the world. It's them. They're in there. But at the moment, they're overwhelmed by their tiredness and anger and jealousy, and all these things have come up. And so we see through the surface to the purity within. You know, we often use this analogy of our mind being like a clear blue sky. And we can think with a radiant sun of happiness and goodness shining at its center, that unfortunately can be obscured behind the clouds of our agitated minds. You know, even just the breathing meditation we do at the beginning, that shows us that we are not the agitated minds. We're not the frustrated, worried, irritated mind. That's just surface. It's just clouds, part of those clouds. And this beautiful warmth comes through. So we're absolutely capable of doing this, of seeing past the negative behavior, the disturbed mind, to the inner beauty. We do that all the time with the people that we love. But then, if they're not people that we already love, maybe we don't do that. Or maybe if they harm more, you know, like the biggest challenge, you know, like the idea of this is that we're going to reach a point where we have an affection for everybody. Like whoever we see, whoever we think about, there's a warmth in our heart towards them. So what's the biggest challenge going to be? We've been talking about how much we love our child. So let's take it to the extreme. So could we love someone who mercilessly, remorselessly, repeatedly beats our child? And we're thinking, no, of course not. That's too far. Well, the thing is, many parents are actually already doing that, because the person who's most likely to be mercilessly, remorselessly, repeatedly beating our child is our other child. You know, parents are regularly having to intervene in battles between siblings. So we're already, even that extreme, the thing that you think, well, that's not possible. It's not possible for me to feel affection towards someone who's hurting someone that I love so deeply. Well, yes, it is. And you probably already are. Why can't we then extend that to more and more and more people?